Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. Today we're going to talk about alignment, and it's something that I bring up often on the program, but I haven't done a show on it lately. I'm always fascinated by the process of alignment, and I think I have a new perspective on it that I'd like to share with you. In case you're new, I am Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am an intuitive and a performance coach, and I help you achieve your goals. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, then consider booking a session with me or a package of sessions, and I will help you get there. That I will definitely do. Okay, let's talk alignment. So, law of attraction, like attracts like. You have a desire, you ask for that desire, and then you come into alignment with that desire. So what is that? It's kind of mythical. Like, what is this alignment? And what I have found in my own journey and in working with clients is alignment, first and foremost, if you have not come into alignment, do not feel bad. Like, it's different for every person. Just as the spiritual journey is different for every person. And I think sometimes the process for finding alignment with a desire, at one point, it might look like XYZ. At a different point, it might look like ABC. So I think stay open. I think that's the first step here to the process. We want quick fixes. We want steps. We want a checklist. And sometimes that's totally appropriate and works. But when it comes to alignment, depending on the situation, you have to be willing to go on that journey no matter what. So, yes, you might have used a certain meditation at a certain time in your life and a certain set of affirmations and produced a certain result. Another time in your life, you might have produced a result by taking consistent action. You might have produced a result in your life by journaling and then taking action, because there's always action. Whatever it is, it varies depending on the situation, and my spirit guides are jumping in, depending upon the resistance you have to it. Larger goals feel large because it's in direct proportion to the resistance that we have. So let's take something really big. Say you want to make $10 million this year. And for some of you, that's probably not that big. For others, it is. For some of you, it might be totally the right number, but you keep asking for something lower, and so it's difficult to manifest. So you want $10 million, you're going to have to look at all the reasons why you don't think you can have it, why you don't think you deserve it, why you're not worthy. So that's a part of the clearing out the blocks. That's a large part of what I do with my clients, is help them clear out the pathway so that they can get what they want. The next step is really defining what $10 million means to you. What does it mean? Why do you want it? What purpose is it going to serve? And then after that, now it's finding alignment with that. And so here are some steps to find alignment. Step number one. Do you love how I just told you we want steps, and it's not always steps? I want you to approach this with an open heart, in the sense that I'm going to say something and it's going to trigger something in your intuition that's going to lead you to the next step and the next step and the next step. And my journey may not look like your journey. So stay open to all possibilities. So that's what I mean by respecting the steps. Okay, let's see where the notes are. Okay, how to be what you want was the original title of this show. So number one, and I have a show on this that I did probably about a month ago, follow your heart. This is really crucial in finding alignment. And following your heart is going to probably cause you to make a choice or decision that seems like you're not being practical, or you're going against what somebody else would want you to do, or it puts you in a really vulnerable place. And frankly, you just got to do it. You got to follow your heart. There's not any other way to go about it. And even if it creates a problem in your life, it's in the immediate. It seems like it's creating a problem in your life. The next step is going to help you deal with that. Take the long-term perspective on your problem. So believe it's going to be resolved. You may not have all the answers right now in this moment, but just step into the vibration of, I know that all will be resolved for the highest and greatest good of all those involved. I know all will be resolved for the highest and greatest good of all those resolved. Now, next, tap into the feeling you want most. And this is tricky because if you've been in the personal development or self-help or spirituality space and doing the law of attraction, and you will naturally think, I want this type of feeling, right? But this, I'm going to say, requires more inquiry. You're going to have to find what you want to feel, not what sounds good, not what seems like a good idea, but what you want to feel. And here's the thing, my friends, as you go through your journey to manifesting what you want, that feeling might change. You might start your journey saying, hey, this is going to bring me total happiness. And you might start to mirror the manifestation and realize, you know, the feeling that I've really been chasing this whole time is freedom. And then once you know what that feeling is, you can start to create it in your day-to-day life. I think if you are struggling to embrace a feeling, right? So say you want that $10 million and that $10 million is going to make you feel powerful. That's the way you're defining it. It's going to make me feel powerful. And you go about doing your part to co-create with the universe to manifest that $10 million, but you're not feeling powerful in the process. It probably means it's not the manifestation that's the issue, like meaning what you want. It means you probably have chosen a feeling that's not as high vibe for you as you need. It happened to me recently. I thought I was chasing a certain type of feeling, and then I realized, oh no, this is the feeling, and I know how to start living that way every day. I can do little things that will help me feel like my desired feeling, how this manifestation will feel when I get it every day. But when I was chasing a different feeling, I was struggling with it. So go with what feels right to you. Go with what feels right to you. Okay. Next. Write down your ideal result. So take a situation in your life and start doing this for every aspect of your life. So yes, you're trying to manifest this $10 million, but you're dealing with an issue at work. Write down how you would like that situation to go and pay attention to that feeling that you're trying to produce in manifesting $10 million. So let's go back to powerful. So when you write your ideal outcome, write it as if you feel empowered, right? And that it's a win-win for everybody involved. It's really important. It's a win-win for everybody involved. It's all good. You do no harm in writing down your ideal result. You do no harm in seeking your ideal feeling, and you do no harm in seeking what you truly want to manifest. Next, keep your mind focused on the good. Think thoughts that support your ideal outcome. So this one, you know, let's go back to $10 million. You're going to have to look around, do a little homework, ask some questions, start writing in your journal, and start thinking like someone who manifested $10 million. Really start to tap into the brain of that person. And what would you be thinking? Yeah, it's dope and it's wonderful, but it's still $10 million. Not a shit ton of money in this society. Not huge, but if you are coming from a place where you haven't even made a million, yeah, that's a lot of money. So how do you start thinking like that person? that manifested $10 million? What did you provide of value? How did it come into your life? How did you feel when it came into your life? What did you do with it? What was your first thought? What was the process for creating it? Just start to be, embody that person. And I know you're probably thinking, like, but Amy, I don't know anybody who has made $10 million. How will I know that? Use all the resources available to you. Look online. Read articles in Forbes magazine. Read the Wall Street Journal. Start thinking like a wealthy, 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 wealthy person. Yeah. Next, meditate. And, you know, if you're a regular listener to this program, I'll probably say prayer, meditation, affirmations, visualization. It's all in the same box for me sometimes. But when you are going for the really higher vibrating feeling, desire, thoughts, you're going to need a clear channel to welcome them in. And there is nothing that gets you more clear than meditation. There are tons of great guided meditations out there for free. YouTube them. My favorite meditations for creating mental clarity are, first and foremost, I love Colette Baron-Reed's Sound of the Sun, if you can find it. It might be on her website. And then the next, who makes the best meditations is, let's see, do I have it open? No. OrinBeN.com, OrinBeN.com. I'm pretty sure that's the web address. Sonia Roman and Dwayne Packer, they make the best. Yeah, so OrinDaBen.com, OrinDaBen.com. They make the best meditations on the planet. I think they're like $7 and they're long, but they're so good. And I'll tell you, when I am low vibing, I don't want to meditate. Even if my spirit guides are like, meditate, meditate. I'm like, I've done enough meditation in my life. But I promise you that once you allow yourself to meditate consistently, you're going to reach that place of mental clarity that you're desiring. You will start to be, to embody that which you desire. You will start to find alignment, and things will get easier. Particularly, you know, I get pissy about meditation when I'm on this mindset of I got to prove with my actions. And finally, you know, I was in meditation, and I was like, Spirit, you know, because I have my longer meditations, which I listen to the audios, and then I have my meditations in which I receive intuitive information, because that's how I live my life. And Spirit was like, yo, girl, you're not, you know, I'm very action-oriented, but they're like, yo, you came to this planet to be a spiritual powerhouse. Use it. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. So if you've always been a spiritual person, use your spiritual abilities. Pray, meditate, visualize. Use your intuition to guide you into alignment. And if you're a person who is new to spirituality, dip your toe in. Try it. Be consistent. See what works for you. What I love about spiritual practice is not only does it sharpen my intuition, but all the angst that I'm feeling at any given moment dissipates when I'm engaged consistently in my spiritual practice. Now, there is an approach to spiritual practice that can actually increase your angst. And it's not really spiritual practice, but it's going through the motions of spiritual practice. Again, not fully surrendering to the process, not surrendering to the divine, but still trying to produce whatever result. But you're not leaning into the mystery of it, meaning you're trying to control the how and when of it. And when you're in that space, no amount of affirmations, meditation, prayer you can do will produce the result, because usually you're coming to it from a place of shame. And instead of opening your heart to from a place of love, you start using these tools against yourself. I see it a lot, or I used to see it a lot. I don't see it so much now. I'd have, when I was doing a lot more psychic-oriented work, I still do quite a bit of that in the context of my coaching, but people would come to me saying, I just want him back, Amy. I just want him back. I have been praying. I've been doing the meditations. I've lit candles. I just want him back. Well, you have to look at the core reason why you want somebody back and what's driving that manifestation. Are you being led because you truly love that person? Because if you truly love that person, you're going to allow them to make the decision that's best for them. And that means that that might not be you, right? And so staying open to all possibilities, meaning that all will be resolved for the highest and greatest good of all those involved, not just your perspective on it, returns you to a place of power and helps you create the alignment with what you want. It actually goes against alignment when we are trying to exert our will on a situation. And exerting our will looks like it's got to happen in this way, in this time. And I get it. Like, I can be there too, right? And it's tricky because I tell you, hey, ask for what you want, or write your ideal outcome, or how do you want it to go? And I think when we get really hyper-specific, we have to step back and say, am I wanting this for the highest and greatest good of all those involved? Am I allowing spirit to really help me in this situation, or am I trying to be spirit in this situation? I do believe that we are spiritual beings, but we're still human. And so as I've dug up all of those motivations, it always comes back to shame. I'm ashamed. I'm humiliated. I won't. People are going to judge me. I am unworthy. And we can't create alignment with that which is our highest desire from that feeling space, even as we are doing practices that we think will produce that result. I hope you understand me on this. And that's where meditation will help. Meditation will help you return and shift out of the low vibe origins of your desire and into a space of love, especially the Oren DeBenn meditations. They're deeply rooted in love, and I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but I have been meditating on my own, and then I recently went back to using their meditations. I'm always amazed by how deeply they root into love and the heart center before activating the manifestation. So heart first, love first, and then from there, seek that which you want and find alignment. Can you do it the other way? No, I'm not even going to lie to you. I mean, you might get a little bit, but chances are you're playing too low. When you are wanting something and it's not happening, 9 times out of 10, you're playing too low. And it's difficult in the moment to think that because it seems so urgent. So that's why going back to point two is stepping back and seeing the long-term perspective on your immediate problem and saying, I know all will be resolved for the highest and greatest good of all those involved. Okay, so that's my little rant on how meditation can help us return to love. Next, believe in your success. You know, believe you are a good person. Believe you are worthy of having what you want. Believe you are deserving. And some of this might require that you go back and do some rewiring on your programming around a particular thing. So I have a client who's pursuing a creative endeavor, and she had to go back and do some rewiring and let go of some of her limiting beliefs around being a creative person, around being an artist, because it was getting in the way of her producing the results she desired. So we don't see it in the moment. Yes, she's deeply excited by what she's created, but underneath, subconsciously, were these limiting beliefs that would derail her as she moved forward. It would take so much longer to get there. And that really just, you know, you just got to stop caring what other people think, you know. It goes back to following your heart. You might be making the unpopular choice, but that doesn't matter because you are ultimately accountable for you and your life. So make the choice that feels best to you and genuinely. Don't be an asshole about it, right? You know, play higher, want what you want, you know. I'm obsessed with, if you're a client or a friend of mine, you know, you would know that I'm obsessed with this Danielle Laporte quote. I've probably said it here on the podcast. It's a truth bomb. And settling for crumbs doesn't keep you fed. It keeps you starving. And, yeah, let's stop settling for crumbs, you know. Let's just stop. Let's go for what we really, really, really want, and we are worthy of it. And aim higher. Aim so much higher. Aim higher than you've ever aimed before in your life. Say, yes, 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 that is what I want. I'm shutting out all the noise that tells me I can't have it. There's not enough. Who am I to want that? Oh, that's only for certain types of people, not me. It's all just a bunch of bullshit. Because if it lights you up, that's your sign that it's possible for you. If it just kind of warms you up, it's going to be harder to get there. But if it really lights you up, it's like that's a laser beam to what you want. And it puts you in the vibration of saying, all right, I'll do the meditation. I'll take the action. I'll put the time in because that feels fabulous. And I want to feel that, whatever that is for you, right? So, and then, of course, take action, right? You got a part of being in alignment is embodying the energy of that which you want. So, the way to do that is by taking action. I was listening to a video this week, and he was talking about, you know, this particular teacher loves cars, and he was talking about if you want a certain type of car, go test drive it. That's a form of taking action. We underestimate that all of that behavior, the acting as if, is a form of taking action, and it's also a form of finding alignment, right? Because here's the thing, you can sit in your bedroom and you can meditate or visualize or daydream about something that you want, but then when you get out into life and experience it, you may not want it the same way, right? I recently was, I'm starting to recenter and I'm ready to find a permanent home. I've been kind of bouncing around for the last 6 months. And I'm like, okay, where do I want to go? And I thought, oh, okay, this is exactly where I want to go. This is what I want. So, I go out with this real estate agent, and we're looking at things, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And then I get home, and I'm like, that didn't feel as high vibe as I wanted. It didn't feel bad, but it didn't feel like, yeah, I want to make this happen. It just felt like, that's practical. And so it got me thinking, there's something higher that I want. And so I changed the whole manifestation. And I'm like, whoa, everything's in Technicolor now because that's what I really wanted. So, and I will say that desire is high and even bigger, but I'm excited about it because it's in alignment with me. It's no longer about how big it is. It's about, does it feel like me? And so as you are seeking alignment, go for what really, 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 really feels like you. You on the best day, you in your best outfit, you in the sunshine, you laughing and enjoying the people you love the most, you feeling good in your body. Go for that. Next, for guys, let me talk about body wellness. And I'm going to go with them because this was not in the notes. So they're saying that there's someone embody in your mind what wellness would be like. So let's say you are laid up, you're not feeling well, you're in bed. Start imagining, embracing the vibrancy of being up and about or running or leaping. And one of the ways in which you can start to embody that feeling is through meditation. So I would say get the highest vibe meditation out there. And Sound of the Sun, the ones I just recommended, in my opinion, are very high vibrational. And start to embody the feeling of being well again. Who would you be? How would you act? What would you be up to? And hold that sensation, that mind space, as often as you possibly can. And affirm, I am well. I am healing. I am light. I am love. I am compassion. And then lastly, to find alignment, prepare for it. So let's go back to $10 million. What are you going to do with it? Get really clear. Write it down. How are you going to spend it? How much is going to taxes? Or how much are you going to save? How much are you going to give to other people? Get crystal clear. Prepare for it. Say you want to be in a relationship. Well, what type of relationship? What are you guys going to do? What type of life will you have? And it's so easy to say, well, Amy, I'll just know when I get there. No, prepare for it now, because that helps you embody the belief that it is possible for you. So I am Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I want to serve you. I want to help you reach whatever it is that you're seeking to align with. Consider booking a session with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.